Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Well, we're talking about what's normal, and the reason why I felt compelled to ask this question on our YouTube poll today and to poll y'all about this is America getting back to cultural normal. It was really kind of exemplified in the J.D. Vance appearance at the White House press briefing today. He's taking questions. He's kind of just being a normal dude. Isn't it weird? J.D. Vance is super normal, isn't he?
Yeah. He's just a dude.
You feel like you know J.D. Vance. Like, if you don't know J.D. Vance, but you know a J.D. Vance. You have J.D. Vance is...
J.D. Vance is the apex of normal because he's really good at speaking, which is much better than most people who are normal, but he's just there. Like, he's not hiding anything.
He answers questions from the press. He kind of gave his little spiel about why it's the Schumer shutdown, so on and so forth, at the press briefing. But then he says he's going to take questions. And then people start... He had multiple questions on the sombrero meme. Donald Trump on True Social. Donald Trump's been posting a little bit on X lately.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough. Obviously, True Social. I wonder if they're... I have to do a little research on that, because when the whole True Social thing came to be and then they went public, I think that Donald Trump was required to only post on True Social for a certain amount of time. I wonder if we're around maybe a statute of limitations or something there. But anyway, he posts on True Social a meme of Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries standing at a podium outside of the White House, I guess after they met. And he puts a sombrero and a mustache on Hakeem Jeffries and has a mariachi band in the background. And Hakeem Jeffries went on, like, I don't know, was it CNN, MSNBC or something? Was not happy.
And which is exactly the reaction that Donald Trump is hoping for.
It was he got him. He baited him. He got him. He's up there. He's raging about how awful and terrible it is. And so Donald Trump's team takes that video and puts a sombrero and a mustache.
And the second one was funnier.
And the mariachi band behind him is for Donald Trump's.
It's for Donald Trump's, looking very serious, playing the instruments.
They're killing it at that. Yes.
Yeah.
So that is something that would never have happened. The Trump administration would never, or the Trump campaign would never have done that in 2015. Never have done that. And they can do it now. And the question is, it really is a matter of political perspective, isn't it? Because if you're on the far left, if you're on the, let me put it this way, and I might start using this. If you're on the religious left, and I'm not talking about people who vote Democrat who are religious. I'm talking about people whose leftism is their religion. Big difference. But if you're on the religious left, you got to think that we've maybe gone beyond the point of return culturally in America, as is evidenced by the queen bee of the religious left, Rosie O'Donnell.
She's religious?
Her leftist. I think she might be Jewish.
Leftism is the religion.
Yeah, yes. I did just say exactly that.
Gotcha.
But again, I know you don't always listen to this show.
Neither do you.
That just happened. I was texting my dad. He was getting my children. It's the only thing in my life more important than you.
Thank
you.
It's
my family. How do you feel? That's also not true. maybe. I don't know.
Feels highly abnormal.
I know. I'm going to change my vote. When you watch the I mean, the people on the left who live to hate Donald Trump, it's like a virus that they have. Yeah. It changes the biology of the function of their body. They are driven by it. They are held up by it. They have to attend to it. It's consuming for people like Rosie O'Donnell. Now, do you remember? Is she in Dublin or something?
Yeah, she's in Ireland.
Do you remember when she first went there and she was like sitting on her porch and she's like, "Oh, getting settled in," and then she was like hanging out with a squirrel.
I don't remember the squirrel.
Do you remember that?
You're thinking of 2011 and the
I'm
Cardinals
not. Brad,
rally squirrel.
Brad, find on Twitter, just type in Rosie O'Donnell squirrel and then just share with us. There's going to be a video of it, I promise you. That and also her glasses look like submarine windows. Have you seen this?
Yeah,
do you know
I've
what I'm saying?
That. Yeah, I have.
They have like they have like little knobs on each side.
Oh, I
I'm
don't
not
know
talking
about
the thickness of her glasses. I don't care about her prescription.
I thought you were just...
I'm talking, no.
railing on her prescription.
No, not at all. I think I'm happy that she could see. I wish she could see clearer. But her, the frames that she's chosen look like they belong, that they were ripped off of a submarine.
Oh, maybe they are adjustable. They have night vision.
It would make me feel better about it if there was a function.
Maybe they can see underwater. They actually are submarine goggles.
Have you found the squirrel video yet? Keep working.
Yeah, just I think I got it.
Share it to the stream when you get it, and then we can all look at this together. Because she was on, she posts a lot. She's like an influencer of sorts. Rosie O'Donnell, remember the Koosh balls when she was the thing in daytime TV talk shows?
I don't remember the Koosh balls, but I do remember
her. She'd shoot Koosh balls into the, it was her big thing.
Oh, okay. No, yeah. I don't remember that.
Several of the people.
I remember her show. I mean, it was on for a long time, and it did pretty well.
Yeah, she was great. She was great in A League of Their Own, perfectly cast for that role opposite Madonna. It was great. Okay, so we don't need to listen to it. Don't suffer us through this.
Fair enough.
What's worse, just sitting watching Rosie O'Donnell or watching and listening to Rosie O'Donnell?
Is this what you mean by the submarine goggles?
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do now.
Thank you. I can't. Every time I look at her, I think she looks like a mariner. I don't know if that's what she's going for. I don't think she cares what I think. That I wouldn't if I were her, if I were she. But the whole point being, she is so distraught by what is going on in the United States of America that she left. And when she left, and all she does is talk about what's going on in the United States of America. Why did she leave?
Well, she definitely doesn't want to be here, but she's also, I guess, consumed by it. Because if you leave... Part of it is for your own mental health. That should be the reason that you left.
But it's not helping, and I'm glad that you said that. There's a video out here recently. Rosie's on with some MSNBC, I think, probably, and she's talking to them, and she goes, "Even my therapist says to me, why do you hate him so much?"
Oh.
I was talking about Donald Trump, and she goes, "My response to my therapist was, why don't you?" And I'm like, I think you found the crux of your problem. You're going to have to work through that. Going to need another session.
Who's doing the therapy there?
I think one of them is paying and one of them is being paid, probably handsomely. But, I mean, she is on cable news. Here comes the squirrel, I think. She's talking to the squirrel right now. She's on cable news talking to the people on MSNBC about sitting down with her therapist, and her therapist is saying, like, why do you hate him so much? You know, there's a squirrel. That's her squirrel friend.
That's the one thing her and I would have in common. That Gina. If a squirrel came in here right now, I'm talking to the squirrel.
So this news story just came out here recently of this conversation she had with a therapist that she's sharing with the world. Even her therapist is like, why does it mean so much to you? What else can Rosie O'Donnell do to purge Donald Trump from her life? She isn't in America anymore. She's still an American citizen, and all Donald Trump has to do is like, I'm thinking about revoking Rosie O'Donnell's citizen status, and she just laps it up. And she's the one who's out here making content. You know, I believe her. I believe her that she's distraught over this. She sees things differently, but I just, to her therapist point, what is it about this that is irreparably cancerous to their ability to exist here?
I think I have an answer to that question. Donald Trump is a bulldozer. He's ending certain things in America. There's a way that we've gone about things for a long time. They call it the post-World War II era. I've heard people say, well, we were in the post-World War II era. This is the way things are. It's the way the media is, the way the president acts, all that stuff, like the decorum. He has obliterated every sort of normal way that a president goes about things. And that's from policy and personality. It's both. And I think that people who are consumed with him, which I always refer back to the Biden poll, who won in the debate with Joe Biden versus Donald Trump? And roughly 30% of America said, Joe Biden.
I don't remember that.
Clearly won that debate. I always refer to that 30% because it's not all Democrats.
And but, you really wonder, like, what percentage of those people actually watched the debate?
And or did they even believe what they were saying?
Yeah.
But let's say it's 30%, or even maybe it's less than that. Let's say it's 20% of America that is really that out of touch with reality. That they can't, you know, you could debate them. They can't really debate. People sometimes will call into the show with very good points. Other times to disagree. Other times we'll call in and just kind of say talking points. And the minute you try to nail them down, they just jump to the next thing.
I never nail them down. Just ask them questions.
And they just move because they can't really support any one point.
It's because they're not, like you said about the first group. Yeah. I can think of Michael's listening right now. Hi, Michael. He disagrees with policies. And he comes in and he's like, you know, we just don't see it the same way.
And that's okay.
Other people just hate Trump.
And they just move around. And they're moving with their feelings. And anyway, the point that I'm making is that there are, let's say they're 20% of the people of the country. They just froth with hatred for the guy. Because they can feel that he's ending something in America. He is. Mm-hmm. This is a change moment. This is a change decade now it's going to be in America. We're going to look back on this and say, wow, that was a turning point. Sorry for the pun. But they feel that something's ending, and they ascribe it to democracy incorrectly. Mm-hmm. It's not actually democracy that's ending. It is a lot of the systems and programs that you like, that the way things have been, that he's abolishing. And they're ascribing that to democracy because they're so overwhelmed by it that they have to make it bigger than it actually is to justify their feelings.
The identification that problems exist culturally, you know, I believe we live in a broken world and that we're never going to fix it. You know, we're never going to be done. Oh, we did it. And then it's just done and everything's good. It's a constant pursuit of happiness. There's never a guarantee of it and there's never a completion of it. There's a pursuit of happiness that we get to enjoy here in this country. And what we have gotten from the left is kind of, I think, I hope that we've lived it to the extreme and we've found the way as far as the pendulum goes to the left. But the completion of that pursuit of happiness, that guarantee of happiness, is essentially that the government will be there to provide, which is socialism, maybe communism, in totality. And we've proven that not just that it doesn't really work, but guess what? A lot of us voted for it. I didn't. A lot of you, probably not. Some of you voted for it over the course of time because it sounded nice. And we got so far into it that we were like, this sucks. You know, I liked what was promised. But that's not what was delivered. And there's no effective way that this type of market system, that this type of democratic socialism that Hillary Clinton couldn't define the difference between because she didn't want to divide the people who are supporting her. She didn't want to say anything bad about anyone. So she didn't want to put down democratic socialists. That's where we were when she was running. But we got promised something in this country by Barack Obama that everything falls under the guise of hope and change, which is socialism, which is you've been wronged. How many ways have you been wronged in this country? If your premise for what you're going to do in government is based on how you feel about the country, you have two viewpoints. One is that this country has wronged you. This country is built on brokenness and sinfulness, and it needs to atone for it. And then you have one other thought, which is this country's been great. It could be great again. Those are the two thoughts. And the way that the former presents itself through elected, you know, through campaigns and then elected officials is if you think that there's a great wrong, this country is built on just absolute sinful brokenness, the great sin of slavery or whatever else it might be. And it's sold to you like we invented it here in the United States. Oh, no, that stuff's biblical and imported. And we killed each other to stop it. If you believe that this country was built and only has roots in the victimization of people, then you would need somebody to come outside of that country to come in and fix it. And that's where the government comes in. It's this extra objective entity that's going to right all of the wrongs. And boy, we got a lot of big wrongs. We're going to need a really big government to solve it. If your premise is that this country was founded on a pursuit for the acknowledgement of freedom that is inherently God-given, yours and mine. It is ours. It can't be taken away. We can give it up. But that's something that's very good. The idea of freedom. And you got to know that if your premise is the idea that we are a free people, that we are endowed by our creator, not by a government. Not by a government that can provide us rights and take us away. But those rights are ours. And the government can try to step in and infringe on it, but since we're a republic and not a democracy, that republic ensures that the Constitution oversees all things, not a majority of people, and that Constitution says we are a free people. That's a pretty good thing. You could do a lot with freedom. You can become wildly successful with freedom. And if that's the case, then the solution to the problems that we face as a country is going to have to come from the people. And generally speaking, when the government gets involved, generally speaking, a big government just gets in the way. It limits the people. So the question always has to be, are we going to limit the people with what the government does? And you have to have a really gosh darn good reason to do that. And we have a structure that says, a piece of paper that says, where our rights will not be infringed. I don't think Rosie O'Donnell looks at the United States of America and thinks that there's a greatness that exists. I think that they want to pursue something that is great. And I think what they're trying to pursue, if you worship government, if you're trying to pursue something that is great there, then eventually you'd want to give the government complete and total control. Why would they trust the government? Like, these are not stupid people. Why would they trust people in government to be able to see the whole thing through? And the only thing that I can think of is they don't trust it. They believe America is inherently terrible. And they know that if the government is the ruling entity over the people, that people of privilege like Rosie O'Donnell are going to be on the right side of that equation. So are they hedging their bets? Is that really what it is? These prominent, rich, famous people, are they all just hedging their bets on trying to be on the right side of things? Because if you were trying to be on the right side of things and you didn't have an actual Christian religion, you had a government that was your religion, maybe that's all you would have. How hopeless is that?
Yeah, it's very hopeless.
And sad. And that's how I think you end up in Dublin talking to your therapist about why they don't hate somebody enough. Wearing submarine glasses. In case the waters rise.
We should go to break.
Well, it's an island.
For now. Pretty soon it's going to be a shallow pond.
It's going to be Atlantis. Be submerged.
Oh, man. Ethan Sports and Local Neck.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Check it out. Sports and local.
Ethan's hard left communist news.
Again?
With Pinko Persman.
Oh, it's getting worse. This is just
with
all
what?
Communism?
It gave you a name.
Are you going to do the segment like this?
Let me tell you about the local news for a second.
I don't get it.
This is tons of inside jokes all weaved together. That's a communist voice because communists are dumb.
Okay.
And also, we just called you a communist.
Okay.
Yesterday's was just communist news with Ethan. Today, it added with Pinko Persman.
I didn't hear that part, so I was just
My favorite jokes are the ones that require 5-minute explanations.
Me too.
Go ahead.
Well, we talked a little bit yesterday
He's
about...
He's not even a leftist.
At this point, I've just kind of decided to just roll with whatever comes
Being
out of
a
your
communist.
Mouth, Ryan.
I guess I'll just go with it.
Ethan, I'm just going to tell you, when you decide to give up, it's not today. This is one you fight back against.
I give up. Yesterday, we talked a little bit about the transition from John Mozeliak to Chaim Bloom regarding the position, the Cardinals president of baseball operations. During yesterday's press conference, one of the things that was discussed was Bloom said that Ollie Marmol would remain the manager of the Cardinals in 2026, which will be the final year of his contract. Some fans were happy about that, some were not. But what fans, a lot of fans, I would say, on top of that, aren't happy about is that there have been rumors swirling, I would say now, probably over the last 18 to 20 hours, that
very specific.
Albert Pujols could be named the next manager of the Los Angeles Angels.
No!
Of the Angels. And the new rule is you have to dress kind of like the team name.
No.
Really?
Yeah, that's also been discussed within the last 18 to 19 hours, so just a little bit less. And you don't have to wear like the full mascot, but you do have to wear something. And for him it would probably just be like a halo.
It would make his bald head look really shiny.
And for like if the Pirates, manager's going to have to wear at least an eye patch.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. Or a wooden leg.
Thank you for the addition to
or a wooden leg
to that story.
You're welcome.
Greatly appreciated.
Now, if you're coaching the Mariners, you got to wear Rosie O'Donnell glasses. You missed that segment, so don't worry about
it.
All
right. All right.
Thank you.
Right. I'm glad someone does. Albert has been, in the last couple of hours, rumored to be one of the front runners for the position after the Angels just yesterday said that they would not be bringing back their previous manager, Ron Washington, who held that position for just 2 years, I believe. So Albert is already technically on the Angels staff in some sort of way.
Wasn't that part of his contract?
That was
when he
part
left?
Of his contract.
He got a 20-year contract.
So like a lifetime contract.
Yeah.
So he's getting paid by the year already to be affiliated with the Angels organization. So it seems like there is a chance that Albert could be managing here relatively soon in Major League Baseball, and it may not be with the St. Louis Cardinals.
No.
If you were the coach of the Reds, you'd wear a Soviet-style little hammer and sickle.
You got any more while we're at it?
No.
Don't ask a question.
No. I'll think of more.
Yeah, as we're
but
going,
no,
we're
no.
I'm going to switch to a different story.
Okay. Yeah,
but
go ahead.
As we're going on here, if any come to mind, just throw them out.
You say that like you need to give him permission. He wasn't going to do it anyway.
I know. I just wanted to make sure it was clear
now
that I want more. Now you won't.
Doesn't speak again the whole segment.
We've talked today a little bit about the government shutdown regarding, you know, just what the impact.
Yeah, we've been talking
about
it.
Shut up. The impact, the effect that's going to have throughout the country. The Gateway Arch and
he's resorted to shut up.
The Gateway Arch and the old courthouse are both closed today.
Oh, Ryan, you were going to go.
Love me some arch.
Not the radio station.
No. Or McDonald's.
We have friends over there.
So the Gateway Arch and the old courthouse, two of the areas that are closed and affected as a result of the shutdown. I think sometimes people kind of forget, like, oh, what are the different things like around me mm-hmm. that are going to be impacted? I'm not saying any of us are going to be, besides Ryan apparently, are going to be taking trips to either of those places. But yeah, two of the local spots that are going to be impacted by the government shutdown. One of the other things going on in the city. We had last week on someone discussing the new food hall that's going to be built on Washington Avenue. Another development that is going on downtown is there's been obtained financing to move ahead with a redevelopment of the Mansion House Apartments, which if you don't know where those are, they are almost right behind the arch, amazing view of the arch. Actually, it's really close to the dome, just a few blocks away. So right in the heart of everything on 300 North 4th Street. 415 units here technically apartments, just in a high rise. The renovation is going to be $195 million, and it's expected to be completed by June of 2027. But the part that surprised me the most is that rents are going to be only starting at $1,100 a month.
Ooh.
And I thought that that was
for how many
super
beds?
Affordable. I'm sorry?
Does it say how many beds?
It doesn't say how many beds. So I'm assuming
like
that's probably studio. But still, I look at, geez, what I'm paying in St. Charles to
what
rent,
you,
and I'm like, what the
when
heck?
When you were renting, what'd you pay a month? What was rent usually?
The only
for you?
Time I ever rented was in college, and I think I was paying me and my roommate $400 a month split. So
you split $400 a month?
Yeah.
In a two-bed?
It was a two-bed, but it was one of the bedrooms was tiny. It was like a closet.
Yeah, but you don't care if you're paying
$200
college, a month.
Yeah, we didn't care at all. That apartment was so crappy that we, and the location was amazing because it was right by our school, SIUC, but we... I just walked out of the door one time, and I was just leaning up against the wall to put my coat on, and I fell in through the wall. And I had to tell them, look, I didn't get drunk and do something crazy. I just stood against the wall, and it fell in. And they're like, we believe you.
You rent. Would you believe them?
If I knew the condition of the place was like that, I'd say, okay.
I lived in it was a two-bedroom apartment, but one of the bedrooms was really big, and I had the one bedroom by myself, and then two girls shared the other room, and I think it was $525 split three ways. And then I went and moved to a townhouse, and I think it was like maybe $650, and there were two girls living there. Then I moved to a different town, I'm not going to name it, but I didn't realize that I was moving into... not the greatest. It's a nice town, not the greatest part of a town, and that was $425 for a townhouse, and I lived there by myself. But for a while, turned out the people were dealing drugs next to me, and my dad's like, "You're moving back home."
You talking about Edwardsville?
No, no. but when I think about the rent that I paid, or that, you know, when my husband was renting places, other places than we'd ever lived together, it It was so cheap compared to what it is right now.
Yeah, it's crazy. It really is.
It's outrageous. Ethan, another story you done?
Yeah, I'll throw in one more. Let me ask you this before. When was the last time any of you were down in Shawnee National Park?
Don't know.
It's been a while.
Wiggins?
Probably a couple weeks.
Probably. He sometimes accidentally goes
there. I black out and I end up in Shawnee National Park.
That's right after you fall through a wall.
It's like Narnia.
I swear.
Just walking in my wardrobe.
It's like Narnia.
Did you guys know that there is a portion of a road in Shawnee National Park that gets closed every single year because thousands of snakes and other amphibians use this road for migration?
They stay on the road?
Thousands of snakes.
They cross it.
They cross this road.
Yeah, they use blinkers and everything.
As they're getting to their hibernation area, a three-mile stretch of LaRue Road is currently closed. It's been closed since September 1st, and it'll be closed until the end of October because of a migration
of thousands of snakes. I'm just
going to
say right now, we've done this story before, like previous years, and we had a day with it. And I got some hate mail on this story specifically.
Why?
Because we were disrespectful to the snakes or something.
The snakes.
Disrespectful to snakes? Sounds like all they do is respect the snakes.
I just want you to send your email to him. Just don't send it to me. Say whatever you want.
I don't listen to me. You send me an email right now. I don't really love your snakes.
Ryan might fight with you.
Oh, this is going to be
I like your other amphibians. I protect those. Don't love your snakes.
Ryan's picking them out.
So if you happen to
be... Frog, you may pass.
Snakes aren't amphibians.
Well, he said other amphibians.
Says snakes, other reptiles, and amphibians.
Yeah.
So if you happen to be down there in Shawnee National Forest, sounds like Ryan could be there any time over the next couple of weeks.
That's when you wake up this time of year.
Really great opportunity for Ryan to report from the weather center in the Shawnee National Forest.
I'll tell you what.
I'm tired of these snakes.
When you go to sleep and it's September 27th and you wake up and it's October 1st and you are outside the Shawnee National Forest hibernation area, you are scared. Because you are covered in...
Northern cottonmouth rattlesnakes.
Kate says on YouTube, oh, what a scoop.
Thanks, Kate.
Don't go to the Shawnee Forest if you want to pass that road. Or
you
if you
gotta
don't
go
like
around.
Snakes. All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to talk a little bit more about this poll and what Netflix has been putting out. When we come back, you got a question about how normal we are right now. Are we getting closer to being back to whatever normal might be? We'll be right back.
Let's show them we are better. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Andy Fry Show. Happy you're here. A reminder, you can always watch our show on YouTube after the fact. It's kind of like a way to do podcasts, of course, with video. Just go to YouTube, type in Annie Fry, F-R-E-Y. You can watch us live as well. Some people like to check out the show afterwards and maybe go back and watch a highlight, like Senator Eric Schmidt, who was with us at 1:30. You can also subscribe to the Annie Fry Show podcast. We always highlight those things, including Governor Mike Kehoe, who was on in the noon hour. A great show lined up for you today. Our poll question for today, is America getting back to cultural normal? Yes, no, or there is no normal. It feels to me like the wave of cancel culture that we kind of went through. First, if you had any sort of affiliation with Trump, that was grounds for a while to be canceled. And then there is kind of a pushback against that. And then, you know, January 6th was definitely something that was used to cancel a lot of people. Boy, I want the real truth on that. Don't you? Like, we're finding out that there are plainclothes officers that were sent out to try to help disperse. The story is changing as the story has been released by Kash Patel.
What I've seen, and I haven't seen an official source on this, although, I mean, I've seen the Kash Patel stuff, but I haven't seen an official publication write this, that they're saying about 250 officers were planted within the January 6th crowd. From the FBI. Now, that doesn't include the DOJ or anybody else, which means that's a lot. That's a lot of people. And we know at least one of them, because we know his name, was inciting violence.
Who?
And he, that's Ray Epps. He was at least plainclothes. I don't know if he was an agent, but he was working for.
I don't know.
Do we know that he was an asset?
Yeah. They want Christopher Ray would not answer that question. Was he an asset? Nope, I won't answer that question.
I don't think
so,
I know that.
Anyway, I'm telling
you. I would love to know that.
That is what is being said right now, is that there were around 250, between 250 and 300 plainclothes officers.
If you went to January 6th, if you went on January 6th to be a part of something that was really important to you, there's a difference between being there at January 6th and then, you know, breaking windows, breaking and entering essentially into the Capitol building. There's a big difference there. And we just, there's been so, you know, why does the select committee destroy their documents? Why? There are so many questions that are why. We want the answers to it. But if you were affiliated with it for a long time, if you were associated with anything that had to do with Donald Trump, people would cancel you. If you didn't fully subscribe to the groupthink of the left, you got canceled. Gina Carano. Great example. Mm. She said her pronouns were beep, bop, boop. And she made some comments. She made something. There was a Holocaust reference of some sort. And it was having to do with forced vaccinations and all of that stuff. And, I mean, did she deserve to lose her entire career? Completely not. Because they blew it way out of proportion. They hunted her and they took her out. And you know that they were wrong because Disney settled with her. And Disney's not going to settle with you. If they are standing completely, you know, they can out-litigate anybody. They're huge. Here's a question. We're asking you about culturally if we're getting back to normal. Now, I'm going to play a clip here. It's a 40-second clip from Coco Melon. This is kind of taking X by storm right now. There's a lot of people highlighting things that are on Netflix. Now, Netflix is a company, in my opinion, they get to decide what they put on their platform. And I highlighted before that Netflix platformed Dave Chappelle when he was giving stand-up comedy that was centered in large part around jokes surrounding the transgender community. Now, I'm just going to set the tone visually for you. These are two dads who are talking to their child. They're going to do a little song here. And essentially what they're doing is trying to encourage their son to be who he is. And it sounds a little
thing
like this.
That we know about you, you love to get up and dance. How about you break out those moves for your two biggest fans?
you're not sure what to choose, think about all the things you like to do. Just be you.
Just be me?
Yep. When you're trying to decide, think about all the things you like to do. Just be you.
Just be me.
So just be me, and he's holding, while they're singing the song, he pulls down like a jacket a boy would wear, because why? It's blue and green. And something else, I don't know what else was in the closet. Two very boy-centered pieces of clothes. And then you see that the things that, after he's chosen to just be you, just be me, yeah. He's putting on a tutu, and he's wearing a crown. And this is Coco Melon, and this is centered towards young children. Do you expect this to pop up in Coco Melon? I'm not familiar with Coco Melon. We don't watch that in my house because we don't have Netflix. What are your thoughts on this programming existing? Like, should we cancel Coco Melon? Should we cancel Netflix because this took place?
Well, first of all, I love Coco Melon. I usually watch it after the kids go to bed. But
it's a weird kink.
I will say, now that's too far, first of all.
It's the dads, isn't it?
No, those are new characters. I was like, whoa, what?
You know more about this than
Netflix
I do.
Netflix now.
It's a catchy tune.
I'll take a step back from this entirely and say, I don't like the message of go be you to kids at all. Mm-hmm. Whether it's in this context with gay dads or in any other context, because it's a very popular message with almost all kids programming, go be you. When you're a kid, you don't know what the hell you are. You don't know what you are. You don't know what you like. You might like cake. Like, you might know little things that you like.
Are you speaking from experience?
You don't have some sort of value set about who you are yet. In fact, that's kind of the point. You're a kid. You don't know.
Yeah, to your point there, like, why would this not immediately apply to, like, what you sit down and eat? Like, you do you. You eat what you like. If you don't like it, don't do it.
That's kind of, that's part of the point, is that, if you like it, then that must be you. Like, you
and
identify as somebody
inherently good
who only eats saltwater taffy. Oh, that's who I am, Dad. That's all I can eat. You know, that kind of nonsense is so ridiculous. But we apply that value, and then we give it to not only adults, but we give it to kids. Now, I, as an adult, kind of know who I am, because I've been around long enough to kind of know what I like and what I don't like, and I have a value system. A kid doesn't have that. And so when you tell a kid, go be you, you're basically throwing them into the wind and saying, fly. They can't do it. They don't know what they are. They don't know what's right and wrong yet.
The whole point of parenting is guardrails.
Yes.
Guidance.
And kids want that.
Yes.
And this is saying, do not apply rules to children at all. And it's telling kids, really, you should be in control of everything that happens around you. You make the rules. And it's in lots of kids' programming, and it is such a bad message, but it sounds nice. So we don't really preach a lot about it.
I got to ask a question. Are we in the third or fourth segment?
We're in the third segment.
We got to take a break.
But I got more to say.
I have a lot more to say, too. Yeah, the worst advice that we give kids is follow your heart. Don't follow your heart. Follow God. Mm-hmm. And going and doing whatever you feel is good at the time, you would not give your child that advice, to your point, about food, about sex, about, the other sorts of things.
I've got a new age.
Gosh, this song, what is this, like 1995, 1996?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so good. It reminds me. I can picture myself in my bedroom.
Driving around in the Shawnee National Park.
Running from the snakes.
Running over snakes.
Like Ireland.
Listening to that song.
YouTube live chat poll. Is America getting back to cultural normal? Yes, no, or there is no normal. Brad, what do you think?
Yes, I think so. I think people are realizing that the theater kids aren't in charge anymore, and they're not cool.
Shots
and we're not
fired
gonna do
at the theater kids.
Hey,
good
listen,
grief.
Listen.
I love theater kids.
Link Lauren, I love them too, but they shouldn't be in charge of the government. Link
Whoa.
Lauren pointed that out, and I'm going to go with him on that.
Send those emails to Brad. The snake ones, they go to Ryan. I am not. I love theater kids.
Yeah, if you didn't get context for that, check the last segment. Don't just assume I get snake emails. Any snake email.
All of the snake emails.
There's some dude listening. It's like, I'll send you some snake emails.
People are getting a little more comfortable making jokes again. And not just making jokes, but other people are more comfortable laughing at them. And the fact that comedy is making its way back into the way we talk about things is refreshing, which means I do feel like we're getting back to cultural normal. I don't know. It's when I wrote this question, I was also thinking about COVID. You know, we used to say, will we ever, do you remember in the middle of COVID when we were asking ourselves, will we be normal again? Like, will we ever go back to where we just like walk into a store and shop? And there was a moment in time where it wasn't really certain that it would ever look and I don't think about COVID when I think about my life. It happened, and I can't believe that happened. But I do feel like that part, we're completely back to normal. Now, if we could get our sense of humor back and our ability to exist and have differing opinions and just be A-okay with the idea that we believe different things, we think different things, that's what I'm looking for. And I do think we're headed back that way. Ethan, you want to give us the results today?
240 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Is America getting back to cultural normal? 25% say no. 27% say there is no normal, and 49% say yes.
Pretty evenly dispersed there. No simple majority on the poll. Thank you for participating today. Keep it right here. The Mark Reardon Show coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.